Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, exalt yourself and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out. Today is the day to stand, stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer out. Today is the day.
Well, welcome to the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. This is Cindy Sharp, your host today and every day. And this is 15 minutes to thrive, to keep your business alive, to keep that spiritual business alive, thriving, and running in a beautiful direction. And today and this week, we'll say, we're talking about the five steps of communication that you need to help pull clients in. And so let's talk about pulling clients in briefly. You know, the fact of the matter is that a lot of times we go through a lot of struggle and a lot of challenge and we bring a lot of struggle energy to trying to find a new client or try to get clients to love you. You know, my business, Sharpening Your Spirit, helps and empowers spiritual entrepreneurs to heal their business so they can create raving, loving fans. Well, when you have fans, there's none of that struggle of getting a client to come in. Clients are just called to you, and you're just calling them in. But to be able to get to that place where you've released that struggle and you're really at a place where you're not looking for your next client, a few steps that really help you on this path. And, you know, like I talk about, being this spiritual person in this human experience, we have to stay, you know, balance ourselves a little bit between our spiritual, beautiful woo-woo world that we love, and this human world, and, you know, keeping our feet a little bit here on the ground so we can do some very clear action steps to create what it is that we want in our business. So, back to today's message, which is message. How do you really empower your message and get it clear enough that you are pulling clients to you in that beautiful, loving way? So let's talk a little bit about the message and what the message means. I'm using the word message. You can use the word communication. You can use the word story. You can use many different words to explain this piece. But this is what your real big message is of your business, that's going to create the results that you're looking for, which is healing more people. And so this is not like a marketing message. It's not like a slogan or a logo or a, you know, anything like this. What this is this is where you get very clear and very good at not only verbally saying it, not only having it in your marketing materials, not only just having it be the essence of your business, but this is where you start talking from what you do to what you heal. So you move from what do I do, you know, I am a energy healer, and you move from being an energy healer to having a powerful message about what it the hope is and the healing is and the results that your clients are going to get from coming to see you. So we're thinking a little bit more, or a lot more, let's be really clear, because this is really, really important. This is the make or break, I got to tell you, the make or break. And that is to get results, meaning clients coming to you, to pull them in that loving way, you absolutely have to be able to master the message that you have. That is, what are the results that your client gets from visiting you? Because you can talk to people all day long about what you do, but if they can't connect to how is this going to help me, what is this going to do for me to make my life better, what is this going to do for me to help heal my pain, heal my situation, heal my challenges, or give me the support I need here on this earth, however that looks to them. So today it's about getting very clear on this. And so what we're going to do is we're going to start looking at your business and come up with what is it that you do. And sometimes I find when I'm working one-on-one with spiritual entrepreneurs and healers, I find often that there's a big struggle here. Because for them, it's just so simple. It's like so simple. Well, Cindy, I heal people. You know, I help people relieve pain. Or Cindy, I help people feel better. And so those are all good things and all beautiful things. But what's the big message? What is it that your clients walk away with? So today we're going to start looking at what clients have you had in the past? Now, if you haven't had any clients in the past and you're new in business, don't not stop listening now, because we have something for you too. But for the folks that have worked with people before, today we're going to get out a list, kind of listing out. And I want you this is just a free form. This is no, you know, nothing fancy. Close your eyes, ask spirit for a little bit of help, and just start free-forming and writing down the name of your client or what it is that you helped a client with. So you're just making a big, long list of what it is that you've helped your clients with. And then what you're going to do is you're going to go back through that list and you're going to see if there's any theme. And so let's say a theme is that you worked with a lot of people with breast cancer. I'm just coming up with this. And let's say that part of your dream for your business is to really help heal people that are struggling with extremely painful and hard physical ailments and challenges that they're going through. And so you find that you have one particular client that you've really been helping on that level. So mastering this piece, getting this completely to go forward and clearly, is where you're getting really clear on, did these clients walk away with when I helped them or when we worked together? So what did they walk away with? I want you to think about that a little bit. And today that's what our big takeaway, you know, we'll call it homework, is going to be from this beautiful radio show. Because, you know, it's 15 minutes to thrive, to keep your business alive. And that means every day you need to create some action. And so every day I give you some action. So one fun place to come. That's all I have to say. I have fun helping you guys out and supporting you. So now let's talk about your brand new business, your new business, or you're thinking about doing this business. Before you set your feet out there into the world of the spiritual business and you start being a, you know, a spiritual guidance counselor, as I like to call it, doesn't matter what it is that you do, but a spiritual guidance counselor. This is one thing to really think about is who is it that, not only who is it that you want to serve, but what is it that you really hope people walk away from working with you? So if you don't know, if you have a new business, if you can't figure out at all, if you haven't had enough clients to actually go through and kind of make up a list and see what the theme is of that list, then here's what I think is that you just get very, very clear what you want their results to be. What do you hope their results are? What you feel you can give as results. So look, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how you do it. We all know we're in the healing profession. We're here to heal one person at a time and eventually heal the world. But to be able to do that, you have to get very, very clear so people understand when they talk to you or they see you what they're going to get out of the relationship. What is the benefit of working with you? I've worked with quite a few different folks that do many different things. And most of the time they always come to me and they aren't clear. You know, they just don't really know. And you know what? It's okay because you don't have to know up front. It's all a learning lesson. And it's all a movement. You know, your business is a movement. It's not only a movement on a grand, beautiful, spiritual level that you're moving the world into a different place, a different energy, but it's also a movement within your own life and within your own business, meaning what you do today and how you verbalize things and how you say your message is not going to be what it's a year from now. It's not going to be what it's 2 years from now, because it changes all the time. And your message gets more empowering and more empowering and more clear and more stable and more to a place where you really start pulling clients in with just a small talk or a small message or one line. But you have to start with knowing that this is the most important part. Because the only way you can hone this and get this very clear and get this very powerful and get this very loving message is to make sure that you know what results you want your clients to have. So today, whether you are a new business, whether you've been doing this for 20 years and just looking for more clients, whether you are, you know, thriving and things are going well, or you're struggling a little bit, it doesn't matter. I want you just to think about what is it that you are spreading, what message that people understand and people know exactly what the results they're going to get from working with you. What are they going to walk away with? Your whole message of your business has to be, I'm going to call it the walk away message. When people walk out that door, they have a feeling in their heart, something that they've learned, something that they've gotten healed. What is that? Do you know what that is? Because knowing this is one of the most important parts of pulling clients to you. And you know, in years and years and years of business, there's always been business cards. But at coaching, Sharpening Your Spirit Coaching, we don't have business cards, we have calling cards. Because we call clients in. So that's your message for the day. is to get very clear on this, whether you make a list, however you do it. I would like to share with you that I'm also teaching a class, on learnitlive.com called the Pickup Map, which goes over all the things we're talking about this week, but in a very deeper, clearer way that gets you moving in a very action-oriented way. So go check that out, learnitlive.com, the Pickup Map with Cindy Sharp. If you have any need any help or you have any questions, you can always reach out to me at sharpeningyourspirit.com. I'm sending you with love, I'm sending you with light, and, oh, that big kiss that you always get from me.